Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather. On Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. It is 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Morning, madame.
I love that song.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very different to what she usually does, but she's got the most beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that really shows it off.
Yeah. And she's not talking about eating girls for dinner. Isn't that the other song? Having girls for lunch. Having them over to the house for a bite to eat is basically, I think, what she's getting at.
Yeah.
I think that's what she's saying. Now, I could be wrong. There could be other meanings. But God knows, you take your dirty brain wherever you want to take it. How are we today?
Good. How are you?
Irish or regret? I'm absolutely, as they say in Cork, I'm flat.
Yeah.
A long day yesterday.
Busy few days in general, really, hasn't it?
It was a busy few days. Also, an emotionally exhausting couple of days. You know, with the game and everything happening over the weekend.
Yeah, yesterday went well.
Really good.
Good.
I'm not going to lie to you, and I didn't say it on the air yesterday, but I was dreading last night.
Were you?
Yeah. I was absolutely dreading it because it was like, so it's a homecoming, okay? So the lads are coming back, and I've been at these before where teams arrive home and they don't have anything.
Yeah.
And you can see in their faces how distraught they are.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're responsible for hosting an event and getting a bit of an atmosphere going and trying to G everybody up. And when I was driving into it, I was like, oh my God, I can't. Why all these thoughts? Why did you sign up to do this?
Yeah.
You should have just, Cullum should do it.
Yeah. Ring,
text Cullum. You've got a sore throat. Can't do it. We went in anyway at about 3 o'clock and went through the running order of what was happening for the homecoming.
Yes.
And the lads would be on the train from about 3 o'clock and they'd be back in Cork at six, and the bands that were on. And it just kicked off. One dirty rain shower split the place. Right. Everyone rented the stands for 5 minutes, and then the pitch was full again. And it turned out to be a brilliant night.
Really good.
It was
delighted.
It was the best funeral I was ever at.
That's really good.
It was really, really good.
And how were the players? How were the Cork players?
They were great. They were in super form. I mean, you could tell there was a lot of disappointment there.
Course.
I mean, it wouldn't be right if, you know,
if there wasn't. Of course, yeah. But I bet that really G'd them up seeing everybody there last night. You know.
Yeah, it did, and the crowd were mega.
Yeah.
They really were.
Well, this is Cork, Casey.
Yeah, I know.
What else do you expect?
I know. But again, it was the event was kind of married with so much. There was a bit of negativity around it. People giving out because it was a charge.
Uh-huh.
Saying charging people to go to a homecoming was disgraceful. And a lot of people have that opinion. But I can tell you, just from sitting upstairs chatting to the organisers and everybody that was involved in it. So the PA, the speaker system, and the big screen systems and all of that. Like, there was very little change out of 40, 50K.
Oh my God. Yes.
To bring all of these things in for 2 days and staff all the engineers that are needed, all the sound engineers, the lighting engineers, all the staff that are on site, all of the security. It's a huge security operation because you've got thousands and thousands of people.
You have.
You have to have them on site. They all have to be paid.
Yes.
So the thing was, if they didn't charge a really low fee of €4 per ticket, that money, as I was told yesterday, could have come out of the Rebelogue Fund, which is money for development of youth games in Cork.
The money
had to come from somewhere.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And it would have been taken from something else that is needed for something else.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not just defending it, but I've just seen firsthand how much this thing cost to put on.
Yes.
And, like, also, the money would have been taken from somewhere else. It would have to have been found somewhere.
Yeah.
So they, charging €4 was good value.
Yeah.
It really, really was good value. For everyone that left there yesterday, like, the amount of people I met going out saying,
Great night.
It was a brilliant event. Kids loved it.
And the music.
Franks were amazing.
Yeah.
J90. I've never seen J90 live. One of the best covers bands in the country. Like, they're brilliant. John Spillane came out and did The Banks and did a couple of more songs.
Cool.
No, he didn't do his new song about the ducks and the swans.
The lock.
But he's got a new album coming out about the ducks and swans.
Yeah, he has.
Brilliant. The Legend of the Lock.
Yeah.
And who else? I'm forgetting someone else.
Miles.
Miles, of course.
Yeah.
Jesus, my God, Miles, who came out at the beginning and got the show underway.
He's a legend, yeah.
A lovely, lovely fella.
Yeah.
And Miles Gaffney came up on stage last night, and he only went to bed at 5 o'clock the following morning.
Did he?
He went to the match up in Dublin. And of course, if you're hanging out with Miles Gaffney, a sing-song will happen for 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
But he went up to his room, and the hotel had sold his room.
What?
He'd left all his clothes and his guitar and his equipment in his room and went out for the match and came back at 4 in the morning. The hotel had sold, someone in the reception had sold his room.
That's brutal.
There was two lads in his bed and and he couldn't get into his room.
So what happened?
I don't know, he had to go back downstairs and argue with the front desk for about an hour.
Oh my God, lads.
So he managed to make it home and he still put on a brilliant show.
Surely if somebody's stuff is in the room, they're staying in the room.
Yeah, I know, yeah. You would think so. Hotels do this all the time, apparently.
Do they?
Yeah, well, they thought there was nobody there because nobody had checked in properly or something. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Confusion happened. Yeah. But anyway, I'm long story short.
It was a great night.
It was super fun.
Well done.
And thank you to each and every one of you that turned up for it last night. If there's any of you listening now, I really hope you enjoyed it. I was like, I kept saying to everybody, imagine what this would be like if they'd won it.
I know.
Imagine, like, it would be 30, 40,000 people there last night.
Yeah.
So you turned out in your thousands, and it's done so much good for the team. They would have left last night going, all right, let's do it for them next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Know?
Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red
FM. 6:14. Welcome to Tuesday morning. It's back to normality now. This event last night, as I was telling you much earlier this morning, Vic, I was kind of a little bit dreading it because I didn't know what it was going to be like. I knew there was going to be some people at it. Would there be 1,000 people at it? Would there be 2,000 people at it? No, I was completely wrong. Over 8,000 people rocked up to Super Value Park in Cueve last night to welcome the lads home. They got in on the train for about 5:30 and straight down to the park. And they were upstairs just samoozing around with everybody, taking photographs and just being legends. And just before we brought them out on stage, the park was rocking.
One more time, Parky, please. Let's see that rebel energy. Hands in the air.
Yeah, it just went off. And the energy you brought last night, gang, it was amazing. It was absolutely brilliant. It's what we needed.
Yep.
It's what we needed. By the way, Gala Freed from Desire will get you out of any hole, anytime.
A DJ tool.
Absolutely. That's what my nickname is.
DJ tool.
Now, there was other carry-on going on from the Clare supporters ringing Garda stations down in West Cork.
Garda station.
How are you? I'm looking for my friend McCarthy.
Sorry?
I'm looking for my friend, last name McCarthy, first name Liam.
I don't know. There's no Liam McCarthy here.
And there's another
one! Look at me. Put against me.
Come on, Rory. Oh,
impressed.
My God.
Not impressed, Rory, are you?
No, not impressed. No.
Dave's not impressed either. He came in and gave us his opinion as well.
Tony, a bit of banter.
It reminds me of another Garda prank. Did you ever hear this one that happened up at my neck of the woods?
No.
So there's two Garda stations, Westport Garda Station and Castlebar Garda Station. And this guy got two mobile phones and rang them at the same time.
Westport Garda Station? No, Castlebar Garda Station.
No, you're on to Westport Garda Station.
No, this is Castlebar here, Castlebar Garda Station.
All right.
Yeah, who's this speaking?
This is Michael Tracy in Westport.
Oh, Mick, what are you ringing here for? This is Castlebar.
We didn't ring you at all.
Well, I didn't ring. I picked up the phone. It rang here.
And I picked up the phone because it rang here.
Jesus Christ.
So what's happening?
I don't know what's happening.
There must be a meteorite hit the line.
Something must have done it anyway. We're all right here, and you're right there.
Not too bad. None of us want each other, so.
No, that's fine. Talk to me.
All right, goodbye.
Did he just say it must be a meteorite?
A meteorite hit the line. That happens all the time up in Mayo, by the way.
Does it?
I love the end of the call. It's like a really bad breakup. It's like, you know, none of us want each other.
None of us want each other, so.
That's it. It's all over.
That was me.
Oh, that's very funny, I have to say.
No, I am not in any way condoning the pranking of Gardaí, and you shouldn't. Absolutely, you should certainly never do that. Terms and conditions apply. Who have you got on the phone there?
This is the lovely Sarah.
Are you lovely, Sarah? Are you?
Oh, God, I don't know about that.
Yeah, say yes, Sarah. Yes, yeah, she's lovely.
Yeah.
And
yes,
how are you feeling? What emotion are you feeling this morning, Sarah? Are you horny? Because for this song? Because this is the song that you picked for the What's It Challenge. Sarah, we got €100 in cash for you and a box of What's It's Crunchy for picking the horny song this morning, okay?
Well done.
Nice one. And I tell you, I was too young when that song came out, so my mum taught me that it was I'm ironing.
See you later, Sarah. Thank you, Cheesy fans. Well done, everybody.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Morning, Phil. How's things?
How's things, Casey? Morning.
My things are grand. Your own. How are you getting on?
So am I. Not so bad.
Good stuff. Phil sounds like a dad. He sounds like a dad. Yeah. A dad of three.
What gave that away?
I don't know. I'm going to guess.
A dad. Two beautiful children, yeah.
Two boys and a girl?
One boy, two girls.
One boy, two girls.
Which one is harder, girls or
I'm
boys?
I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, the girls, my God. Boys are slobs.
It's so true, isn't it?
Boys wreck your head, girls... Yes. Oh, no, girls wreck your head, boys wreck your house.
So true. What they say. Yeah.
So,
Well, they all wreck the house at the ages I have.
I know, yeah.
So
you've got Nathan, Isabel and Holly.
That's them.
All right.
Big shout out to them and my better half, Emma.
Hold on a sec. We have them on the line here. Hold on a second.
You do it.
There they are. Big shout out from the gang.
Cute.
Phil, disappointed over the weekend, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck. It is what it is. You get on with it.
Yeah, that's it. Life continues. Listen, let's get back to business here. We have for you, Phil, €1,000. Just give me some correct answers, buddy.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Phil, Texas Hold'em is a song by who?
Beyonce.
Who has the most All-Irelands, Cork or Clare?
Cork.
Question 3. Who's the current Taoiseach?
Simon Harris.
Which hand do men wear their wedding ring on?
Left.
Question number 5. Michael Jordan is famous for what sport?
Basketball.
Which Irish actor is in the new Gladiator? He's got a huge role. Irish actor. He's in the new
Gladiator.
Sausage Man. Normal People Man.
Come on,
move on, skip it.
Question number 7. What's the title of Taylor Swift's very first album? Self-titled album.
I don't know.
Self-titled album. Like Taylor Swift's self-titled album. She named it after. Question number 8. Sherry Seaborn is married to what singer?
Ed Sheeran
is correct. Jesus, Paul Mescal killed your game.
That's what killed it, yeah.
Paul Mescal.
Yeah, the fella that was in the sausage ad that is now in the Gladiator movie coming out in November.
I wouldn't have got that one, I'd be honest.
The title of Taylor Swift's self-titled album was Taylor Swift. Yeah, I was trying my best, buddy.
It's hard under pressure, though, it is.
It is indeed.
All right, look.
Listen,
you
did well. Just out of curiosity, how much is the snip?
You can't ask him that. Ignore that.
I can.
Half of the pop quiz.
£500.
Is that all?
Oh, my God. I thought it was a bit more.
Why, are you looking to get a donkey, Casey?
I'm just asking for a friend. Phil was telling me all the information offline, and I was like,
"Oh, that's so funny! It's like men's health clinic in here today."
Absolutely. Phil, listen, lovely to meet you, and we've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. We'll get you back another day for another round, okay?
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Nice one, Phil.
Cheers, Phil. Good luck, man. Red FM Breakfast with Now. Breakfast with KC. Vic's over there. Rory's on sport. Kelly's on news, and I want to get you to FOTA. Photo Wildlife Park, family-friendly education weekends are back. So don't miss their Native Species Weekend. It's on the 27th and 28th of July from 11 a.m. until 4. And then they've got the Bug Bonanza Weekend from the 17th and 18th of August. For you insect enthusiasts Join them in the newly opened Education, Conservation and Research Centre. The kids are going to love it. It's a one day family pass, two adults and two kids. What I want to know is, who is your Cork hero?
Oh, yeah.
We did this yesterday and Hoggy got the nod from our winner yesterday, the nod of approval. So who is it in Cork that you look up to the most, or someone who has had a huge influence on you, or you really admire what they do and who they are? It could be your next door neighbour. Might not necessarily be a celebrity or somebody well known.
Who's yours?
But who's your hero? Who's mine?
Yeah, who's yours?
Oh, who's my Cork hero? Oh, it's got to be Collins. Michael Collins,
oh, really?
That is.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I don't know. I just developed this weird obsession with him 10 years ago.
Yeah, you've spoken about that obsession before, right?
Of every book that was ever written about the man.
What is it about him, obviously?
It's the whole story of it. It's like a young lad that was born down in Kilkernamore, I think it is, the little tiny village. His house, his birthplace house, is now, it's a national monument.
Is it Beilnaboth?
Yeah, well, Beilnaboth is where he was shot.
Yes.
And you can visit that as well. And they've done that up recently. They've done the new monument. But it's just the story of this young fella who cycled around on a bike, who became the Minister for Finance, and then led the country to where it ended up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the story behind him is incredible. And he did all of this before he was 33. Which is phenomenal. I got into all the Collins stuff years ago, and I remember I got this really rare DVD of Michael Collins, and it was a BBC documentary that was banned. It's called Hang Up Your Brightest Colours.
Right.
By this real eccentric English TV presenter. And it wasn't shown on TV, they banned it. I managed to get a copy of it on DVD, and I was watching it on the train coming home from Dublin one day.
Okay.
And I got a tap on my shoulder, and it was a woman who said, "Do you mind me asking, what are you watching?" And I said, "Oh, I found this DVD. It's a really rare Michael Collins DVD." And she was like, "Oh, right, okay, hold on a second." And she went down to her carriage and came back up.
All right.
She was carrying a huge photograph of Michael Collins.
What?
And she said, "I was up in Dublin today and I got given this by the Irish government."
What are the chances?
I was like, "Why is that?" "Oh, Michael Collins was my uncle."
Oh my goodness.
It was nuts.
Oh, that is...
She was like sitting... She was up there for the centenary celebrations, and they gave her this beautiful big Collins photo. But it was more of a painting that was kind of done in this lovely frame. And she said, "I've been looking for that DVD for ages."
That's a great story, Casey.
Madness. Yeah. Absolute. But anyway, I'm yakking on about Collins now.
Yes.
That's my hero. Who's yours? 0868104106. Who from this part of the world do you admire the most? Let me know on WhatsApp. Do a little voice note if you want. I will send you and the family down to Fota. Help you.
Red FM weather
with Casey's Furniture.
It is indeed 8:32, and an honorary shout out to all of you that turned up at Super Valley Park at Creeve last night. Yeah, as I mentioned, I thought it was good. It was the best funeral I was ever at. I'll put it that way.
How were the sandwiches?
Oh, they were lovely. They really were. No, you just made it. You made it extra special. And to all the kids, young kids of Cork, who were there with your little flags and your hats and screaming and jumping around the place, it would have been nothing without you last night. So thank you to each and every one of you that came out. And there's a huge amount of back staff people down at Parky Cueve. Jonathan Healy, Communications, and all the crew that put it all together, they worked really hard to give us the free viewing, and then last night the Rebels Return event. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And I can't wait to see what it's going to be like down in Parky Cueve when they win it and bring it home someday.
It's going to be special.
What is the story with Hoggy, by the way? Because the crowd were chanting down there last night. They were chanting "One more year."
Oh yeah,
it was like a Trump rally.
Thank God for Hoggy.
has he decided? That's it. He's finishing up this year.
No, look, he's 36 years of age. I think if it's up to Hoggy, he'll be hurling for Cork into his 40s. He's certainly well able. Like we saw that on Sunday, he had a hamstring injury, but still scored all those points for Cork. It remains to be seen if he'll be selected by the Cork management team. I have no reason to think that they won't select him next year. So I'd imagine, Patrick Horgan will be hurling for Cork next year.
And you know what? There's always Kelly Murphy. If Hoggy decides to retire, Murph is some woman for a bit of swinging. She's unbelievable. I've seen you with a hurl.
You've seen me with a hurl.
Yeah, absolutely lethal.
Yeah, lethal is right.
But anyway, listen, I hope to God he hangs on for another couple of years. Cork needs him, and the rest of the team. Well done, gang. Superb last night. The Franks, John Spillane, Miles Gaffney, J90, all rocked it last night.
Red FM Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times.
Are you?
I'm doing well, Casey. How are you doing?
I'm all right for today. I wasn't great yesterday, but I'm all right today. I was like everybody else
but
in Cork.
If we go on, the Cork people will start feeling a bit better. We can look to next year and hopefully take it home then.
You know what? I'm feeling a bit more positive this morning about the whole thing. After seeing everybody turning out last night, Viv, down at Super Valley Park, Iquive, the place was hopping. And the energy that people give back to those players. I mean, they looked very gloomy coming in, and they were a bit rattled and bruised and battered, and some of them in casts, and some of them were limping up to the stage from injuries. But when they left, you could see they were completely energised by the response they got from people. So next year, Viv, I'm holding you to it, okay?
Yeah, and that's the least we can do with them. I think most of us in Ireland forget they're amateurs and they don't get paid for this.
Yeah, they have to go to work tomorrow morning. Yeah. You know, a lot of them have, you know, that's the thing.
It's amazing dedication.
Anyway, listen, how are you doing? Give us your Cork hero. Who are you nominating?
For me, it has to be Katrina Toomey. I think she is an amazing Cork icon.
Yeah.
Absolutely selfless dedication to Cork for... I think it's nearly 20 years now she's been leading Cork Penny Dinners.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, what she does for the Cork community, no one else does, and we'd be lost without her.
I've seen firsthand at Christmas the work that goes in there. And it's not, it's Katrina, you know, sailing the ship, but she's a whole team of volunteers around her as well, and they are just phenomenal. But particularly when it comes to Christmas, the work that they do is incredible. But it's 24 hours a day that they are taking care of people.
That's
and
right.
7 days a week, the Penny Dinners are operating. So, really good call. Really good call. That is your Cork hero. We've got a one-day family pass for two adults and two kids. You're going to go down to Photo Wildlife Park and see their new education, conservation and research centre. You're going to love it.
I can't wait. Thanks a million, Casey.
No worries. Have a great rest of summer. And by the way...
Brilliant, you too, guys. Thank you.
It's 155 sleeps till Christmas. I'm just saying. Since we are talking about penny dinners,
all right.
Viv, have a great day. And probably the best comedian in the country at the moment.
Very funny, yeah.
From out of Cork, has been talking about his days as a young hurler. Did you know Cork was... he almost made county.
Really?
Never got a game, right? But don't be sorry for me, right? Because what I used to do, right, with the other kids that weren't very good, right? I mean, the other kids that weren't very good used to play at the side of the pitch, right? And we used to all bring toys with us, right? And we'd swap toys for the duration of the game, right? And I much rather that than trying to play hurling. So I was having a good time. However, I'll never forget it, right? The first time I head home for a hurling match, I walked in the door. My dad says, "How'd you get on?" And I just said I scored 2 points. That came out of my mouth. A lie, I couldn't catch it. He was unbelievably proud of me. He said, "Brilliant boy, well done. Got me a Kinder Egg and everything." I don't know if you remember, but they were a big deal back then. Like, you either got the chocolate or the toy, and I got both. And I wasn't even on the pitch, right? So the lies just started getting a bit out of hand then, you know. Following week, I walked in the door. 2 goals and 4 points. Well done. Jesus, well done. 5 goals and 7 points. My dad's like, "That's f***ing unbelievable. That's exactly what it is, yeah." Man of the match. Unbelievable, unbelievably proud. "How'd you get on this week, son?" I said, "I got sent off." "What?" Too many goals, boy.
VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Your daily dose of showbiz. What you got, Vic?
Okay, a feud has ignited between Britney Spears and the Osbournes.
Okay.
So, you know the way the Osbournes have that little family podcast that they do? Well,
where they just sit around the table and bitch about everyone.
Pretty much. With the occasional noise from Ozzy, bless him. Well, basically, the subject of TikTok dances came up for discussion on the podcast.
Okay.
And Ozzy decided to put his 2 pennies worth in about Britney Spears. Have a listen.
Okay.
"I'm fed up of seeing poor old Britney Spears on YouTube.
Dancing.
Oh. Every day.
Save Britney.
I feel sorry.
You know, it's sad.
Poor little
thing. Very, very sad.
Yeah. Very sad indeed.
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
Now, Brittany replied and she put a statement up on social media. She's not impressed. Let's just put it that way. So she's basically kind of saying that, you know, people should be lifting each other up and supporting each other instead of dragging people down. And she said at the end, so please kindly F off to the Osbournes.
Well, what was Ozzy's response to that?
I don't know. I haven't found out, but I'll get back to you next week.
Be careful, Brittany. He'll bite the head clean
but
off you.
Really?
Literally.
The problem is, like, they're kind of only saying what everybody is thinking, but it's just, you just can't go there, can you, really? Do you know what I mean? Like, the TikTok, I mean, let's be honest, Brittany's TikTok videos.
They're interesting, that's for sure.
Like, yeah. Anyway, but again, you're dealing with mental health there. You have to be very careful.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
yeah.
What do you got?
What have I got? You know the song Vanilla Ice? I need to bring you a bit of this again because I've been looking into this one. So it's a rap song celebrating Donald Trump has been removed from all streaming services due to copyright infringement, which is absolutely hilarious. So David Bowie and Under Pressure was Freddie Mercury and David Bowie, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it had this very, very famous bass line. So that was released. Vanilla Ice comes along in the 90s and releases Ice Ice Baby using that sample.
Okay.
Doesn't clear it with the lads. Takes the music. God. Cost him $8 million. Basically every penny he made in royalties went back to Bowie. And Queen.
Oh God!
So he didn't. It was one of the biggest selling singles of the '90s. Huge song.
Yeah.
Now Ice-T, our Vanilla Ice, has come out and says he wants his cut of the Trump money from this particular song because Trump Baby is now a song.
It's the Mayor Magaville Baby in Burroughs. Hey, you know who we voting for? We voting Donald Trump Baby. America needs safe.
Again, further evidence of
royalties. Who is that singing? Is that Vanilla Ice? So
this is another rapper guy.
But how can he get the royalties if they're still using the original that comes from the other lads?
Because they've ripped off his version of that. It's just an absolute cluster.
What a mess.
It's an absolute mess.
What a mess.
Anyway, Big Don loves the song. That's all that matters.
he was
very, very happy with it.
I'd say he was, yeah.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream the new home of tennis live with a Now Sports membership.